Shalom Aleichem. We're beginning to learn together some of Rav Huttner's incredibly beautiful Torahs on Purim. Rav Huttner is always beautiful. Purim, he had a special affinity for, and these were shirim that meant a lot to him. And also for the reader's sake, many of the pieces on Purim are shorter and maybe slightly easier, so therefore a lot more accessible. And I'm so encourage people, if they can, over the course of their lifetime, to really invest in the learning of Pachad Yitzchak. It's something which is so profound and so meaningful to those who are drawn to a certain type of Torah. So I want to begin this evening with doing Inyan Chaf Dalet. It's a very short but really beautiful piece, something that has always spoken to me personally. I just want to jump in. So, Kol Omer Davar B'Shem Omro. Anybody who says this, obviously we know this from the Gemara and from the Mishnah, says that if you say something in somebody's name, so if I'm saying a Dvar Torah and I say, I heard this from the name of, you know, Rabbi Rosenzweig, so maybe Geula La'olam, that brings redemption to the world. Shenemar Batomer Esther L'Melach B'Shem Mordechai. And the source for that is from the interaction where Esther repeated something to Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai, and then we see the Geula came afterwards. So Chazal deduced from this that if you say something in a person's name, that is maybe Geula, it's a Maisa Geula. And the footer asks the following, Halo hayu od Geulos. There were other exiles and other redemptions, other times of Geula as well. Other times where, in theory, somebody said something in somebody else's name. However, mikol makom lo nikva davar zeh shel davar b'shem omro ela begula zu. But for whatever reason, so this idea of omer davar b'shem omro maybe gula is identified with and is said solely in the context of the neis and the gula shapurim. And the question, of course, is why. Why is that concept of Omer Davar B'Shem Omro Mevi Gula, why is that so identified with the holiday of Purim? So Futter continues in Beis. He says, Havaz Geula Li'olam Ayidei Amiras Davar B'Shem Omro. The person would think, they would realize that it's perplexing that just because I say something in somebody's name, in my Chaver's name or my Rebbe's name, that brings Geula, that's a Maisa Geula, it seems perplexing. It seems like, what's the big deal? Why is that Geula? Why is that maybe Geula? So he says, that concept, Nispar Shalonu Miyisodo Shoh Maral, the Maral speaks about this in the sixth parak in his commentary, Derech Chaim on Pirkei Avos, Kishar Shoh Hadibor Hanemar Nimsahi B'Nishmaso Shabal HaMaimar. If there's something that I say, a Dvar Torah, an idea, a machshava, a maracha about something, and I say that, it's not just like a vort that I happen to say, or somebody happens to say, the Rebbe happens to say, rather that comes from the Shoresh, Nimtzahi b'nishmaso shabal hamaymar. It's like it's a piece of you, you're perspectives and your ideas and your divrei Torah and your divrei machshava, that's a piece of your own neshama. V'amiras davar b'shem omro, this is what Maral says, and then when somebody comes, a friend of mine or somebody, a talmid of the yeshiva, and they say something over in my name, or if I say something over in Rav Rosenzweig's name or Rav Shatter's name, etc., he achzaras ha'naf l'shursho. It's taking this branch, this outgrowth, that has been almost like dispossessed from the speaker, it's been moved away from the speaker, and it's returning that anaf l'sharsho, it's returning that branch back to the source. Okay? That if you say something in a person's name, you're reconnecting that person's ideas back to the source of his own neshama. Ukmo kein, ikre shel galus hu, he says similarly, the very idea of galus, he, she'i efshar, I'm sorry, who? She'iv Shar, I'm just turning the page, am I, whatever. She'iv Shar lo legola la hachayos es hispashtus hachayos shalo, behita'am l'shorshe hanefesh ka'atmein. The person who is in galus, And when we say galus, we don't mean the person who's living in chutz la'aretz, but we mean that a person who's living a state of galus, person who's in exile from himself, person who feels totally disconnected from the source of his own neshama. So it's impossible, says Rav Hutner, for the gola lachayos as hispashtus hachayos shelo. He cannot bring life to or connect all the various pieces that have been mispashet, all of his actions and all of his words and all of his deeds and all the pieces of himself that feel so, I guess one would say, ego-dystonic or disconnected from his nefesh. There's like such a sense of a conflict and a dissonance. So he's unable, lachayos es hispashtos achayos shalo behita'am, to connect that, to twin that, l'sharshe hanefesh atzmim. And we all know, this is something that Rav Hutner speaks many places about, and Rav Kook and others, the absolute feelings of pain, a feeling that I define myself, my essence, my etzem, the etzem neshama, the etzem nefesh in a certain way, but my actions are completely dissonant and disconnected from that nefesh. That's why Rav Kook writes in the third parak of Arot HaTshuva about the concept of what the Gemara talks about, is that tshuva is mevi geula li olam, tshuva mevi refuah li olam. Because what geula fundamentally is a reconnection of the disparate pieces back to one's core, back to one's soul. The geula that the Ramban speaks about in Sefer Shmos is not just getting out of Mitzrayim, and it's not just going to Eretz Yisrael, but it's building a mishkan, namely, it's reconnecting sort of the sanctity and the actions, the performance, the avoda. It's all of that. It's sort of being reclaimed back into the essence of the neshama of Am Yisrael. Therefore, every Maisa Geula is a reconnection. The Geula back to Eretz Yisrael is the recognition that Eretz Yisrael is a piece of the neshama, the nefesh of Am Yisrael, and therefore a return back to Eretz Yisrael is a reclaiming of the actions and behavior and decisions, places of residence. Everything gets reclaimed back into the essence of the soul. The person who's in galus is the person that feels deeply, fundamentally, that dissonance between his nefesh ha'atzmaim and everything that has been mispashet, everything that's been spread out from that. K'mosh amru chachamim, like the chachamim say, ritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know that we want to do your Ratzon, the very famous Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Brachos. Ela sheshibud malchios ma'akev. A little bit of a poetic license in that Gemara, but shibud malchios takes us away from serving you. Namely, what galus is, what shibud malchios is our incapacity to connect to the etzem of our life, which Kadosh Baruch Hu is you and a certain life in Avodas Hashem. Umameila, Rav Hutner continues, and that's why I said already, Ikre shel kol geula, the essence of every geula, whatever that geula is, geula es Mitzrayim, geula of Purim, geula of coming back to Eretz Yisrael, geula, whatever it is, hu hachazaras, I love this line, anfei hachayim, l'shor shei hanefesh ha'atzmayim. It's the return of the anafim, of the branches that have become mispashet, that have become spread out. It's the connection to be matim lehita'am, to connect those branches back to the shorish and nefesh ha'atzmihim. V'yalkein, now how does this get back to Purim? Amiris davar b'shem omro, therefore, using this idea, and I'm expanding what the Maharal said before, that saying something in somebody's name, shi'ipu'ula shalachzaras ha'anaf l'shorisho, where you're returning the displaced branch of a person's statement back to the shoresh, back to the person, he poelas bu'ula shel gu'ula. That itself is like a redemption. You're redeeming the words of the person who's the Baal Memra back to his being. It's reconnecting something that person says. V'hine yadua, it is known, I'm not sure where this is known from, but seems to be a pretty a reasonable point. Ki hadiburim sha'adam omer machmas lachatz. If a person says something under duress, gun to one's head, shel kfiya, a person's being forced, eina misyachasim el atmiuso klau. If I say something, if I say, I hate ice cream, like I'm being forced to say, I hate ice cream, the reality is that I love ice cream, but if I'm saying that under duress, it has no shaykhis to me, right? If somebody is forcing me to tell them that I love them, but I don't necessarily have those feelings, but I'm forced to it, that's not coming. Those are just words that don't come from the essence of my own neshama, from the essence of my being. V'nimsa, and therefore, d'chol zman shehaisa kayemes taina shamuda rabba lo raisa. As long as there was the taina of the diminishment of Kabbalah Satora because of Kofen lo b'harkegigis, and therefore Nasiv Nishma was set under duress, lo haisa amiras Nasiv Nishma misyacheses b'shleimus. It was not mityaches, it wasn't connected completely l'kinesis Yisrael. It was only, like what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Peches Med Aleph, of Hadar Kibluha Bimei Achashverosh. And then, obviously, what the Gemara says is that we know that the Nasav and Nishma became complete on Purim. It was only then, Nisparer, Sha'amnam, that indeed, Diburim Halalu Shal Nasav and Nishma, that the original words spoken by Harsin and Nasav and Nishma, that in fact, yes, Mishtaichim Umisiachasim Lunukuda Satamtsis Shatmius Israel. It was only on Purim where we were able to say Nasav and Nishma again, do we realize that the original statement of Nasav and Nishma was connected to the Atmius Israel. Veincha Amir Hasdavar. B'shem Omro gadol mizeh. This is the greatest expression of how Omer Dover B'shem Omro, right? This is us saying, like what Maral said, that the branches that perhaps were disconnected, the branch of Nasav and Nishma, is in fact deeply connected to the essence of Klal Yisrael. Shekan, that on Purim, Huchzru hadiburim shel Nasav and Nishma l'shorsham. We return those back to our roots. V'zeh pesher Dover. Hakvius shall amiras davar b'shem omro dafka b'ula zudapurim. And that's why the idea of amira davar b'shem omro mevi g'ula is fundamentally like a Purim-dic idea. Because Purim, in the reclaiming and the reestablishing the Nasav and Nishma came from the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael, Purim is the day of ha'omer davar b'shem omro, of reconnecting words back to their source. Now, in reality, and we'll finish these last few words, V'tomer Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai, as Rufudner always does, he sort of ends with almost like back to the beginning, so to speak. But the reality is, I think what makes Purim so meaningful for so many of us is exactly that. That somehow Purim is a reconnection of all the various anafim, all the various branches of our life back to our source. Purim, the day of the intense expression of Avas Yisrael, an expression of essentially saying that even though the times of the year where sort of the branches of Am Yisrael feel disjoined and disconnected and dissonant, you know, Purim is the day of this absolute, an overflow of Avas Yisrael, to say that there's that deep connection. Often during the course of the year, the things that are more gashmi in our life, whether it's food, maybe sometimes even music, alcohol, perhaps, other pieces, they feel disjoined, disconnected, dissonant, removed from the essence of our neshamas. Purim is a reclaiming of all of that. It's a day of the absolute shlemus. It's a day of Purim k'yom kippurim, where the shlemus of Yom Kippur feels like a shlemus of us being a malach, and the shlemus of Purim is that we're reconnecting everything in a very non- like malach type of form, back to who we are as people. That's real geula. And maybe this opportunity, and I'll conclude with this, to reflect what are the ways in which we feel connected to our souls? What are the ways where we feel that we are in gullus from ourselves and the intense, often, pain that that reality creates? And maybe Adar is the time to look at that and reflect on that and to reconnect those pieces, to bring those pieces back to the shorish of our neshamas. Okay, everyone, look forward to continuing to learn together in the days to come. Be well.